Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about the executioner, and we know who that is. Yes, Mr. Barnes, it's time to go. Tonight we are talking about Season 3, Episode 9, Executioner, on our mega catching up week. We're almost down to one more episode after this one, and then we are caught up for next Monday's, I don't know, is it back Monday? I don't even know. I think it is. But anyways, regardless, we'll be caught up, so don't even worry. Tonight, our hotline number is 347-637-3821. If you're listening to us online, feel free to give us a call in. We're talking about Gotham, anything, everything Gotham. Let's see, we have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
The Batman has arrived in Gotham. What's up? Just kidding. It's
nice. What's up, man?
Yeah, how's Gotham is on Monday night.
Okay, it's back.
Gotham
okay,
is on. Yeah. But, oh my, I know this is Gotham talk, but oh my God, what the F? That trailer for the crossover this week. Oh my God. I probably watched it for like a thousand times already. Jeez. I mean, the hype just keeps going. It's going to be like Transformers on TV.
I don't know why Gotham is not like part of this crossover. It should have been.
I know.
That would be great.
They should. There's like so many jam-packed action in this crossover. I mean, it's going to be totally insane. I'm very excited for it. All right, back to
me
Gotham.
Too,
the
me
boy,
too. All
boy,
right.
Jesus.
I love this
episode.
So this episode, we're not that far behind. It aired on November the 14th, 2016. And it looks like in the ratings, it's higher than last week's episode, which was Blood Rush. It came out at a 3.63. So the ratings even went up higher after the eighth episode. So on this episode 9, it kind of went up. So and it's pretty much the rise and fall of Nathaniel Barnes, right, Matt?
Yeah, pretty much. He kind of took it over the edge in this week's episode, and it's almost like he's becoming Bane from the animated series.
Yes! I totally
it's almost
see
like
that.
It,
because especially
yeah,
he's like, guilty, guilty.
Guilty. Guilty. Guilty. Guilty. And then man, him and Gordon
is
working
Bane
together.
Together.
I mean, that was crazy. And then Gordon.
And then don't forget
out.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah, Poison Ivy.
She's back.
Once again, flirting. No, wait. I think she was flirting with Alfred in next week's episode. We're going to do tomorrow night.
Yeah. Next week, there's a little bit more. But in this one, Ivy Pepper reveals herself to Bruce Wayne and Selina in her new adult form. So it's definitely one of those eye-openers for young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
All right, let me read the quick synopsis for this week's episode. The Executioner, driven mad by the virus, Nathaniel Barnes has become a vigilante, murdering any criminals that cross his path. After Gordon becomes suspicious of Barnes, he attempts to frame Gordon for the murder of low-level criminals, but is unable to convince the GCPD. After a shutdown, Barnes is arrested and incarcerated in Arkham Asylum. After Cobblepot kills Isabella, Nigma suspects Butch for the act. Cobblepot promises to help bring retribution to Butch. Ivy Peppers reveals herself to Bruce and Selina in her new adult form. However, she is followed by people seeking to kill her. The three of them escape, believing they were being hunted because of a necklace Ivy stole. They are convinced otherwise when they discover that the original owner of the necklace is dead, and the necklace is actually a key. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
All right, so let's talk about Nathaniel Barnes, Matt. Are we are we good to say goodbye to Mr. Barnes? He had a good run on Gotham, right?
Yeah, I think he's done.
Time to go.
Because, I mean, I like the actor and everything because he was on that one show, No Ordinary Family, and then the dumb Fantastic Four movies that's so forgetful. But, yeah, I think we're done with Barnes. It's time for Jim to come up with the Commissioner Gordon or Captain Gordon, at least. I mean, we're almost there.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I guess right
God.
Now Harvey's the one that's sitting in for now, right, as captain?
Yeah, Harvey is the acting captain, but so far I think it's so good. And, man, that one scene with Gordon and Barnes, a.k.a. my theory, Bane, Psycho Cop, was amazing. I just thought I had to throw in Psycho Cop because he was a bit of a psychotic, insane captain. And when he realizes he's the one murdering all those people, it's just insane when he starts to go after him. And then I love that final scene when him and Jim are finally had it in for each other and that he's about to frame Jim. And then Bullock and an army of cops come after him and say, bye-bye, Captain.
I'm in charge now.
And I think there was more with Lee in this episode about getting closer to the wedding, which is going to happen on Monday night.
What do you think is going to happen?
Episode?
Do you think they're going to kill Lee in like a crossover?
I
kind of
think
gonna,
so.
You know, like a shootout or something? She's going to get crossed
so. Yeah,
by accident
what
or
happened
something
with
and
Mario.
Then she dies.
Yeah, because I think...
Now that Mario knows, well, I guess, you know, that's the next episode, but Mario finds out a big secret, you know, at the very end.
Because Jim needs to be upfront with Lee and that he's still deeply... is in love with it. Because I don't ever want to see Jim back with Barbara. Barbara is an insane nutcracker.
No,
I mean,
she's a hot mess. Oh, my gosh.
Let's
talk about Barnes' powers. Let's list them. What do you think were his superpowers?
Make him extremely angry and psychotic. Giving him enhanced strength.
And like super strength, right?
Yeah, a lot like Bane. And then maybe at some point, if he escapes Arkham Asylum, which I think he will, and he's going to get an army of those men and with the injected serum. I know it's not Mirakuru on what Slade did on Arrow, but how crazy it was if he starts to... It almost seemed
right.
like he was affected by the Mirakuru they did on Arrow back in season 2. But he's going to probably find a way to blood in, well, Alice's blood into other people in Arkham Asylum and start to conquer the city and he'll go, I'm Bane. And that ending, when he was in Arkham Asylum, oh my God, he kept saying, guilty, guilty. Guilty, guilty.
Yeah,
it was a truly good episode.
Crazy.
I mean, it was crazy, action packed. And then Migma finding out that Penguin killed Isabella was crazy as heck. I mean, Penguin is.
He suspects that Butch did it, not that Penguin.
Yeah,
did it.
Yeah, no, not Penguin. He found out it. It was Butch, but overall, I thought it was a great, fantastic episode. but I think Gotham just keeps going and keeps going, especially what's going to happen on this week's episode. And I cannot wait to see how Bruce Wayne becomes Batman because they teased it. And the new promo I saw tonight is that Bruce Wayne uses gadgets when he and Cat.
Yeah,
like
next week's episode that airs on November the 28th is titled Beware the Green-Eyed Monster. I wonder what that means.
I want to know what that means too. The Thing is coming. Maybe the Hulk is coming to DC or Doomsday. I don't know. But I thought it was.
Why not?
I am enjoying though a lot more young Bruce Wayne that he and the Cat are dating. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about now that Ivy is now back in the picture. Do we want to keep Ivy in the series, or do we want her to come and go?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? I think she's a great addition as to the way she just
I think she's
seduces
a very
men.
Good addition. Yeah, the way she is getting men to do what she wants, I think it's exactly what we need. And it's,
I'm like, how cool
I do
is
like
that?
Ivy.
Like when Batman meets, you know, Poison Ivy, and Poison Ivy doesn't know that that's you know Bruce Wayne, the person she knew growing up.
Yeah,
and,
that's
you know they have to like
be,
this Batman and Poison
cool.
Ivy love affair. Like how crazy is that going to be?
That's going to be insane, especially if she tries to get involved with Bruce Wayne, even though he likes Cat. But I think that's going to happen at some point. That she's going to try to get with Bruce.
Yeah. Well, look what she did to poor Alfred.
Yeah, she did the thing to Alfred to, like, show him
but I think
where
that's in next week's episode, I think, right?
Yeah, that is.
yeah,
but I thought it was very...
All right, well, let's stop before we start to talk about next week. So it's called Time Bomb, which we're going to probably do tomorrow. So, all right, Matt, well, give us a shout-out as we wrap up this Gotham episode. And we continue this conversation with Supergirl Talk.
I thought it was a cool episode. Awesome. Amazing. I love Jim Gordon. All right, guys. Good night. See you next time. Supergirl Talk.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you, Matt from Florida, for calling in. And thank you for listening to our podcast. We'll talk to you then on Gotham Talk Podcast. Have a good night.